Praise the Lord. Message number 171. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 8. And we speak here about the single parents. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 16. And let us read from verse 1 to verse 16. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abraham agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah his wife took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarah said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows, she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." Verse 6, "Your servant is in your hands," Abraham said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And she said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from? And where are you going?" "I am running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they'll be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahai Roy. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abraham a son, and Abraham gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time, bless your word, and anoint my lips, and put verses and statements to encourage your people. Let your Messages bring healing, help, hope, assurance, wholesome thinking, revival, repentance from sin, salvation, godly families and godly offspring and strength to your people who are willing to obey your word and walk in your ways. I pray that the purpose of sending this message, O Lord, shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Take this message and make it reach and let reach those who are willing, those who are waiting to hear your word. Let your word bring to them an answers for their questions, a solution for their troubles, and answers to their prayer. We thank you. We praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Abraham was married from, as we know, from Sarah, and he was not eligible for a second wife. And Hagar was a victim of a wrong decision of Sarah and Abraham. Many are the women and many are the men who are a victim or who became victims of men or women who use them and abuse them outside the realm of the Word of God and what He had ordained in His Word about a godly relationship between man and woman. And they found themselves with a child, as the situation as we have read here about Abraham and Sarah and how Hagar became a victim. Abraham and Sarah, they thought that they would be able to build a family and have children through this way. But that was not God's will. When Hagar came to know that she is pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. That is the work of flesh in the life of Hagar. Yes, it's true, that is the work of the flesh of Hagar, to despise her mistress. But that is the shortcoming of Abraham and Sarah, who allowed a second marriage to happen. God never ordained in the scripture that a man would have a second wife. It was not like that from the beginning. God gave Adam, Eve, one wife, not two. Problem started in the family. Sarah started to blame Abraham about the situation. She told him, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering." And what Abraham did? He handed over the responsibility of situation of Hagar to his wife. "Your servant is in your hand," Abraham said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Abraham did not do God's will at this time. He tried to escape it. He gave Hagar to Sarah. Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, as we have read. So she fled from her. Then the angel of the Lord met Hagar and instructed her to go back. He told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." Hagar, she was a servant. She was a maid servant to Sarah. And she needed to go back and work and submit to her master so she can feed herself. Single parents will be provided by the Lord, as they are willing to submit to God's will and work with their hands. The angel did not send her back to Abraham. He did not tell her, "Go back to your husband Abraham," but to Sarah. For God's will not approve adultery. God will not approve adultery. Why God sent her back to Sarah? Because God wanted Abraham to send her away himself. So it will be a clear teaching to each and everyone. God told Hagar that she is with a child, she is with a son, and she will give birth to a son, and she will name him Ishmael. The meaning of Ishmael means God hears. God hear the cry and the prayer of the single parents. That was the first encounter of Hagar with the Lord. She met him and seen him, and she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her: "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." Truly, Hagar, she met the Lord. When she was in distress, was crying, and the Lord instructed her how to live, how to submit to her mistress, to Sarah, and to work, so that she will be provided. The Lord did not send her to Abraham, he sent her to Sarah. And the Lord proved to her that he hears her cry and he cares for her and for her child. After 15 years, we know that. After she met the angel of the Lord, she met the Lord, she went back and she gave birth to her son Ishmael, and she stayed with Sarah and Abraham. After 15 years, God remembered Sarah, and when Sarah gave birth to Isaac, and after he was weaned, there are events had happened. Let us move now to book of Genesis chapter 21, and let's read verse 8 to verse 21. The Word of God tells us the child grew and was weaned, that's about Isaac. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar the Egyptian had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with my son Isaac. Cannot be together." Verse 11, the matter distressed Abraham greatly because it concerned his son. But God said to him, "Do not be distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the maidservant into a nation also, because he is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. Then she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shoot away, for she thought, "I cannot watch the boy die." And as she sat there nearby, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called for Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make into a great, I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. What a beautiful story. How God interfere and how God bless Hagar and bless Ishmael, and he bless also Abraham with obedience. We learn beautiful things from this particular scripture about the single parents. God declared his will in full to Abraham. God spoke to Abraham to send Hagar and her son away. God knew it is a painful thing for Abraham to do, but that is adultery. He have to repent of his sin. He told Abraham, do not be distressed about the boy and your maidservant. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. God wanted from Abraham to control his emotion and feelings and to repent fully and correct the wrong things he did against God's will. Single mother or single parent or single father is a way of God to correct sin and wrongdoing. When God allowed that Hagar to be sent away with Ishmael, it is the justice of God to correct sin and to impart a sound teaching. It is the justice of God to correct sin and to raise up a godly offspring and godly children. God also promised Abraham that he will bless Ishmael and care for him. The Lord told Abraham, I will make the son of the maidservants into a nation also, because he is your offspring. And we know that as Abraham would obey God, then the Lord will bless the child. God promised him that if you will keep the child with you, he will not be blessed. But if you allow him to go with the mother, both of them, I will take care and I will bless the child in particular. You know, some people, they go with their emotions and will tell who will take care of the child and the mother. So they will keep the adultery going on, because if I will send this woman away, who will take care of her and who will take care of the child? But that is not a godly decision or godly way of life. You need to obey God and trust him. You obey him and do your part, separate from this adulterous relationship, and God will take care of you and the child and the partner that you are going to send away. When Hagar was sent away, she was tempted to escape her responsibility as a watchman for her child. We can read from verse 14. Then she went off and sat down nearby about a bow shot away, for she thought that the child will die. We will read from verse 14 onward to verse 16. Early the next morning, Abraham took some of food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then sent her off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. I cannot watch the boy die. And she sat there nearby. She began to sob. You know, when she was sent away, and after the water and the food finished, she's in the desert. Her faith failed her. She was alone in the desert, hot weather, without water or provision, no hope. and she wants to give up. She thought that she cannot do it. I cannot watch the boy to die. She wants to escape her responsibility to watch for the child and care for him. She thought that she cannot do it. But later on, as we know, she was able to overcome because God was with her. The same for the single parents. They will be able to make it because God is with them. Certain time temptation will come to the single parents and some they will be weakened and tempted to go back to the previous life of sin, to the same old relationship with the man or the woman, and the adultery will start again, or they will be tempted to get remarried again. That is sin and will block the grace of God in your life and in the life of the child that you are carrying. Many single parents, they marry because they say, we need a partner to help us to care for our children. But that is not God's way to provide for you and for your children if you are a single parent. God confirmed to Hagar her ministry as a watchman to care for her child. He told her, lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. God promised her that he will make Ishmael a great nation. That was the second encounter of God with Hagar, or the second encounter of Hagar with God. God here instructed her to take care of the child herself and promised her that he will bless him. God here did not advise her to go and marry another man because Abraham, the father of her child, is still alive. This is what we advise the single parents, to care for their children. And they can do it without having another partner and fall in adultery again. The Lord will help them. The Lord will help the single parents and bless their children as long as they will obey God. God truly provided for Hagar. We can read in verse 19, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God opened the eyes of Hagar as a watchman for her son Ishmael and showed his provision to her and to him as she will obey the Lord. In the same way, God will open the eyes of the single parents as watchmen and will let them see his provision for them and for their children. You know, as Abraham obeyed God, Hagar was able to meet God again and was able to obey the voice of the Lord. Abraham's obedient act by sending Hagar and her son away from him helped Hagar to obey God. When Abraham obeyed God, God opened the eyes of Hagar and she was able to see clearly the presence of God in her life and in the life of her child Ishmael, and was able to obey him and take care of her son Ishmael. She did not marry, and as we have read, God was with the boy and provide for him. In verse 20, book of Genesis 21:20, God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. God made the child to grow and made him has a job and a profession. In the same way, God will provide for the children of the single parents beyond man imaginations as they The single parents, I mean, as they obey the Lord, God will take care of their children and make them grow. He will educate them and He will give them a suitable profession to sustain their livings. Hagar reaped her obedience, and Ishmael have a good family. In Book of Genesis 21, while he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. Hagar set a good example for her son about how family should be raised up in one-time marriage. When she remained single mother to him, God bless Ishmael with a good family. The message encourages us about wholesome thinking. Sometimes we might be tempted to think in a way contradict to God's will, and we start to ask the following question. Example, how about Abraham? How he will feel about Ishmael? Or how about Hagar? How she will manage Ishmael without his father? That's the people, they will speak like that. Or how she will live without a man? Or how about Ishmael? Will he not ask about his father? All this, not the way that God wants us to think. The wholesome thinking is this: God is in full control in the life of the single parents, and He will provide and take care of the children and the single parents as the single parents are willing to obey God. The life of the single parents is not a life of suffering, but a joy in God's presence. It will be a life of suffering if they choose to disobey God and go back to the old life or remarry. It will be a suffering. But as long as they are single parents, watchmen for their children and caring for them, it will be a joyful life. Ishmael grew up knowing God's will. Ishmael did not meet his father to the rest of his life. The Bible did not speak that Ishmael went and met his father, because he knew that it's God's will that he will be cared off by his mother. Ishmael met his father, Abraham, again, only after he died. He buried him with his brother Isaac. Isaac and Ishmael, they buried their father. So, Ishmael did not meet Abraham. We can read that the time that Abraham died, he was buried by Isaac and Ishmael. Genesis chapter 25, verse 8 and 9. Then Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, an old man and full of years, and he was gathered to his people. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite. Ishmael was taught that he was born as a result of sin. His mother Hagar and his father Abraham, they did well when they separate. They become a good example to their son, and that good example taught Ishmael God's principle about the family. Ishmael, as mentioned in the Bible, is married once and had 12 children. We can read that in Book of Genesis chapter 25, verse 12 onward. Verse 17. This is the account of Abraham's son Ishmael, whom Sarah, maidservant Hagar, the Egyptian, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, listed in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael; Kedar; Adbeel; Mibsam; Mishma; Duma; Massa; Hadad; Tima; Jetur; Nafish and Kedima. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names of the 12 tribal rulers according to their settlements and camps. Altogether, Ishmael lived 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and he was gathered to his people. Single parents will reap the fruit of their obedience to see good families for their children. But disobedient single parents who will refuse to separate from adulterous relationship, or who will remarry while the parents of their children is still alive, their children will have a broken families. They will pass the sin and the same curse to their descendants. But obedient single parents who are willing to come out from adulterous relationship and abide with God's call to remain single and care for their children will cut off the curse from their descendant, from their children, and will raise up obedient children who knew God's principle about family, and they will have a blessed families. We are encouraged by the scripture. We are encouraged by the scripture about Hagar and how she behaved as a watchman. Let us learn from the scripture. Some may say, you know, some people may ask, why we learn from the example of Hagar? First, this is not only the example of Hagar, the good example of Hagar, but this is the good example of our father in faith, Abraham, who sent Hagar and Ishmael away. Second, this is the word of God. And let us learn from the scripture to abide and live godly life so we can reap the fruit of a godly generation after us who will carry the word of God to their children and then to their children's and children's. Romans chapter 15 verse 4 to 6, the word of God tells us the following: for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scripture we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures give us encouragement and hope to help us to live our life to God, to help the single parents to live their life to God, and they will reap the fruit, and they will glorify God and worship Him as they care for their children. I pray that the message will encourage the single parents and achieve the purpose of why God has sent it to His church, to us, and to you who listen. Let's pray. Commit your ways and life to God. Tell Him, Lord, I abide with your word and your will. If you are a single parent, commit your life to God. Tell Him, Lord, give me the strength and the good health and the perseverance to be a watchman and caregiver to the children that you give to me. Lord, tell him, as I will obey you, then fulfill your good promise to me and to my descendant. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for every single parent who will going to abide. You do to him, do to her, as you have done to Hagar. I pray you provide, give strength, open the eyes to see and open the ears to hear your word and your will, and sustain and let them see a fruitful life for their children with a fruitful families. Oh God, I pray also for people like Abraham who have an adulterous relationship. Enable them, speak to them to send the second wife and the children in your hands to care for them, trusting you, Lord, that you will do your part as they obey you. I do pray in the name of Jesus. I pray that the message will find its way with the Holy Spirit to the people who are targeted by you to hear it, O Lord, and let your word bring glory and the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people whom you call to save you. O Lord, bless us. O God, and I pray that those who are going to obey, their life will not be a suffering as a single parent, but it will be a joy in their presence. And their children will learn your ways and the principle of your words of how to have a godly family. Use this message, Michael, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.